All right, welcome everyone. My name is Torsten, and this is Aisha. Both of us will be presenting the work CalyxOS has been doing with HSM signing. But I want to reiterate, this was a team effort from various other people involved in CalyxOS, like Mike over there in the corner, and also a big shout out to Tommy, who did really the bulk of the work that we're going to present. He can't be here today, but thanks, Tommy. And let's get started with the lessons that we learned from using HSMs to do signing. So to start basic, like, why use an HSM at all? And what is an HSM? So code signing is used in a lot of places. Like, even Microsoft uses it, Apple uses it. You may know it from Google Play. Apps need to be signed, like Izzy mentioned in his talk before. So it verifies the origin of the software. Verifies it comes really from you and not from anybody else, because you hold the private key. And this is where the problem starts. Like, you need to keep it secure. And if it's a file, it has the bad property that files can be copied quite easily. And you don't know if it has been copied. So that's a problem, because you may have lost your private key and you don't even know it. And anybody who has a copy of your private key can make valid signatures forever, and you have no way to stop them. And so even if you discover it, you know, well, this guy is making copy. What are you going to do? The only option you have is start again. Make a new version of your software under a new name, maybe. With an Android, you use a new package ID. Like Izzy just mentioned, people lose their private keys even, right? So they have to start over. They can, yeah, revoking the key in Android, I think it's not a thing. I'm not aware of that. You can't do it. So this is where an HSM comes in. So it stores the key in hardware. And there, you can't just copy it. It's in a little device or in a bigger device on a special security cryptography chip, and you're not supposed to get it out anywhere possible. There is a caveat, though, that if there is like a big, powerful attacker, like nation state-like, and they have physical access to your HSM, they may be able to use electron microscopes and ACID and scrape off the layers of the key and somehow extract key material. But this is maybe not our threat model. So one use case that is maybe interesting for many people here is you have automatic build signing set up in your CI. Like, you take a release, CI builds it, and it even signs it automatically. So with private key files, this is kind of tricky, because if somebody hacks your CI server, game over. Like, they have the private key and it's gone. Like, if they hack your CI with an HSM, they may be able to do some malicious signing because they have access to the HSM, but you can stop them. You can pluck the HSM out. You can re-secure a system, set it up again, throw out the attackers, and they lose the ability to sign. So that's the key difference. Yeah, that's what I just said. And now I'm handing this whole thing here over to Aisha.
Testing, testing. Okay, awesome. So coming into this, we now know we want to use an HSM. We're all convinced in this room that an HSM is better than having a private key file just floating around in the ether. And in order to make the decision about what HSM to use, we have a lot of different options. We want to set a number of criteria for us to decide this. So the first is, we want it to be guided by CalyxOS values and principles. The primary amongst those, and I'll use a clicker, privacy, security, and accessibility. These are the same values that drive the development of CalyxOS, the different features that we have. Second to that is free and open source. Any work that we did, we wanted to make sure that we could share it with the developer community. But not only the developer community, we also wanted to share it with our community who's using the phone. And so being able to have this level of transparency where we share both the process but also the code is incredibly important to us. The second set of criteria was security. And so it was incredibly important, of course it's incredibly important, to make sure that both the organization, the team, and then the members on our project were able to have ownership over this. So who has which part? Who is in charge of administration? Who's in charge of signing? Who's in charge of auditing? So we wanted to ensure that we have distinct role-based access and follow the principle of least privilege. This will help protect against any authorized access and exposure, but of course we can't just say that. We have to see that. So for that, we need logs. So who does what operation? What are they signing? What are they doing? And when are they doing it? The second set of criteria was more operational, related to resilience and scale. So in this case, we first want to make sure that we are redundant. If the team changes, something happens to someone, God forbid, or someone spills water on the HSM, we are able to continue signing, operating, and releasing CalixOS releases. The second set here is we also don't have infinite time to decide, create this provisioning, signing ceremony. So we want something that was tiered, that was expandable, and that we could improve over time. And so that we can eventually, if needed, as needs, capacity, resources, time allow, we can lift and shift it over. So all these in mind, we ended up with the UBHSM2. The biggest and most important reason that we ended up here is availability. Just getting the physical hardware to different folks in different places on our team is in many different regions all across the world, was not the easiest. And so being able to procure that and secure that was really important. The second reason is that it has open source tooling that we were able to leverage and build on top of. And finally, affordability. If you search up the prices of available HSMs right now, you can go from thousands to tens of thousands. So at a unit price of like $650, this was a lot more affordable. Of course, because of that also, there's a lot of room for improvement and hopefully